Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us today for the Word for Life Radio Ministry. It's always a joy to be able to hear how God has been working in lives. It'd be so neat to be able to have our listening audience be able to write down their testimonies and maybe even share it with their friends and family. I know recently I had the opportunity on this program to share my own personal testimony, and what a joy it is to be able to just rethink who God is and how you came to know Him personally. Well, today we are privileged to be able to have Mrs. Kathy Fiont in the studio with us. Kathy, welcome.
Thank you.
We're so glad that you are with us. And I spoke to a Sunday school class some time ago and just talked about sharing what God was doing in your life. And Kathy came to me afterwards and she said, "Oh boy, all right." And the Lord had been working and giving her just kind of like, "You really need to be sharing." And Kathy, I'm thrilled that you responded with basically, "Okay, Lord, I'm scared to death, but I'm willing to do this." Because what you have to share is so crucial in so many people's lives. Because the way you were reared is just really different from where you are today and what you believe today. And we got a lot of people who are listening to us this morning that may have kind of a similar background. And so I wonder if you just kind of begin to share. Of course, I'll interrupt and ask some questions, things like that. But tell us a bit about yourself and your home and your marriage, and just start from there, if you will.
My husband and I are so blessed to have celebrated 41 years of marriage.
Awesome.
We have 5 fantastic adult children mm-hmm. and 5 adorable grandchildren.
Bring on those grandchildren.
You bet. I am blessed to have been born into a large, close-knit, religious Catholic family of 8 children.
Mm-hmm.
My parents loved God very much and passed on that deep love for Him to me at a very early age.
Right.
As a family, going to Catholic Mass every Sunday was a ritual. We prayed together before meals and at bedtime. At night, we all prayed kneeling before a special statue of the Holy Family in our home, which my dad had specially ordered from Italy. I went to Catholic grade school, public high school, and Catholic university. Our parish priests had a close relationship with our family. They spent holidays and summer vacations with our family.
Wow.
Growing up Catholic was a very positive experience, and I enjoyed celebrating the Mass and sacraments. It was not until I dated a Methodist boy during my freshman year in college that I began seriously to think about the differences in various religious denominations. I asked questions about what he believed and how Methodists worshiped God.
Mm-hmm.
I went on a summer work camp mission trip with a local Methodist church in my hometown to gain a better understanding. While I was in college, the Catholic Charismatic movement was growing, and I began reading from the Bible for the first time. I began to experience a genuine love for the Bible. It was at this time I began to question the man-made traditions of the Catholic Church, like praying the rosary, praying to the saints and to Mary, the wearing of holy medals and scapulars, and praying to St. Christopher for safe travel, to name a few.
Mm-hmm.
For those who may not know, Catholic doctrine is based on tradition plus the Catholic version of the Bible plus Catholic teachings found in a book entitled The New Catholic Catechism of the Catholic Church. The Pope in Rome is the head of the Catholic Church, who can rule on any doctrinal changes due to the Catholic Church's claim of infallibility.
So those, Kathy, were things that, man, you talk to a Methodist and it's just totally foreign to him. And then you went to a Methodist camp retreat type of a thing and you didn't hear anything like that at all. I imagine it was really a time of soul searching, wasn't it?
It was. I was really trying to figure out what I believed.
Right, right. And you know, you're in college at this point, and it is so customary, shall we say, that what we have learned in all of our training, all of our family experience, that was our culture, not just a religion, but that was a culture that to question your culture, sometimes that can be a little bit tense.
Yes.
Was that something that you faced during that time?
I questioned, yet remained firm and resolved in my beliefs.
Okay, all right.
I continued to go to Mass during college, which was unusual, even in the 70s.
Oh, uh-huh.
I faithfully attended services.
Mm-hmm. And so consequently, your parents probably weren't that concerned.
Not at all.
Because you were still doing everything that a good Catholic would do.
I think behind the scenes, my father was a little concerned when I started dating a Methodist.
Right, right.
But not really.
Okay.
He always had a habit of interviewing the people he knew to find out about the families of the boys I dated.
Okay, okay.
He was very meticulous. I never knew this till later on. He knew everyone in town.
That's what every good dad should do, right?
Right.
Now, were you going to college in your hometown?
No, I was going to Notre Dame, St. Mary's of Notre Dame, the sister school to Notre Dame, the big Notre Dame.
Right, right, right.
In Indiana.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. So as you were beginning to listen to things that taught salvation a little bit differently, you mentioned in your thoughts here, doctrine plus, plus, plus. When did that begin to really cause you question?
That specifically I didn't dwell on.
Okay, all right.
I was more initially looking at the manner in which they worshiped and what they believed.
So it's more of a survey?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
More curiosity at this point.
Right, right, okay. Now, when you were in college, did you date Catholic guys at all?
I did date majority of Catholic men.
Since you were going to a Catholic university.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were all Catholic other than John, who is my boyfriend.
Right, uh-huh. Methodist boyfriend.
The Methodist boyfriend.
Right, right.
He knew that I was dating. I was 18, and I met him when he was 20, and he knew I was going to college. So I definitely was planning on dating.
Yeah, yeah.
It caused him some concern behind the scenes, but he didn't let on.
Kind of hard to get type of a person. And, well, maybe you were kind of hard to get because it sounds like he kind of honed in on his interest in you, didn't he?
He did. He said on the first date, I didn't know this.
Oh, my goodness. So
I was different, he said.
Different. Okay.
In a good way.
All right.
He had been in college 2 years and been quite a party animal.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But when he met me, he thought, I need to get serious about what I'm going to do in life.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to be able to
have any kind of influence with you.
Right.
Okay. All right. Was there interest right away on your part?
No.
Hmm.
Just casual.
Poor guy. So his persistence began to kind of wear off, that kind of a thing. Was it a problem to you that he wasn't Catholic?
Yes.
As time went along?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. What brought you to the point of saying, okay, I think I can give my heart to a guy who's not Catholic?
I prayed about it.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely had to do a lot of soul searching because I knew that if I was to marry a non-Catholic, I took it very seriously that we would have to have some common ground for raising children.
Sure, right. So the longer you dated, you were continuing to follow your Catholic faith and things like that. You prayed for God's direction. Did you receive any counsel at all concerning a relationship with him?
No, I actually, other than praying, I did not seek counsel from anyone.
Okay. All right. So what brought about then the peace to go ahead and marry him? Just prayer?
Just prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And his persistence over 5 long years of dating.
Did he talk about being willing to become a Catholic?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So in your heart and mind, you knew it was going to be a two-religion marriage?
I knew there might be some conflict. He ended up, I can't remember a specific discussion, but he ended up helping me raise each one of the children Catholic, though he did not believe that the Catholic Church was the true path to heaven. He didn't discuss this openly or say that specifically.
Sure. Right, right.
He actually, over the years, attended Catholic services with me.
Occasionally?
No.
Oh.
Well, before marriage, occasionally, because we were long-distance relationship.
Right, right.
When we did marry, he faithfully, weekly, when he did do some traveling for work.
Okay.
But when he was in town, he always went to service. He always insisted the children get up and get ready, and he helped me attend services,
Mass. Right, right.
He was with me wholeheartedly in baptizing them,
mm-hmm.
which was infant baptism in the Catholic Church.
Right.
And receiving each of the sacraments. There were 8 of them.
Which made you feel comfortable.
Which made me feel comfortable.
You were married in what church?
The Catholic Church.
Okay.
In my hometown.
Okay.
He and I did counsel, which is required in the Catholic Church, premarital counseling.
Okay.
I had a close friend in a neighboring Catholic church in my hometown that I became very close friends with. So now this is coming back. Yes, there was a priest in a neighboring parish that I became very close to. And then John came alongside me and came and met him. And we did do premarital counseling with him.
Okay, okay.
It is traditional to get married in your hometown Catholic church. So.
Okay. So, well, we've run out of time, Kathy, and you look like everything is going to be going great. You're marrying this guy but can still remain Catholic. Obviously, some things have changed over the years, and so, folks, be sure to join us next time as we continue Kathy's testimony and her journey with the Lord. And, you know, as we talk about hers, my question, of course, is how is your journey with the Lord? Where are you on that journey? Have you reached the point of realizing your personal need for a Savior? If not, listen very carefully, because you will discover some truths that can change your life as well. Till the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.